from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reginald Atitula.
That's right, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and me, I'm Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you halfway through the show, and I just wanted to remind you, it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday, so at some point during this noon hour, we will be giving away a couple of bullpen tickets, correct?
Couple front row bullpen tickets is what we're giving away for the game on Saturday. How about that?
It's your home of the Texans, Sports Radio 610. Question we're asking right now, though. What will make or what will break the Texans defense being elite this year? 713-572-4610 is a way to get involved. That's the text line. And I was, you know, thinking about it. You know, you see various top 10 lists, offense, defense, going into the season. And even if just looking at the way that this team played, even if you don't look at the top 10 list and where they positioned the Texans, you look at the way that they played on Saturday in that dress rehearsal game against the Giants. They won 28-10 if you were not, if you lived under a rock somehow. But the thing that was notable, right, offense was fine, red zone was a little bit, but defensively, takeaways was happening, and we were having that feeling, that discussion, maybe this team could be elite defensively. And so I was thinking, what are the things that will either make them or break them in that pursuit of being an elite defense?
We'll get to what potentially could break them, and I'm interested what your thoughts are on that. But I think two things could make this team like really good, which would change everything. You know, we've mentioned it here and there. Like, we know what the offense is going to do, but if your defense is really, really good, then you're a Super Bowl contender. I mean, bingo. Because we know the standard on offense is going to be probably met, you know, barring injury. You know, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. But the standard is going to be met. We know the offense is going to be good. If you have a defense that is equally as good or better, then you're a Super Bowl contender. I think two things make them that. Number one, and it's really kind of a slept on factor with the Texans, because we know the defensive front is going to be good. We saw Danielle Hunter with that sack, and see you later. You know, we'll see him in the regular season. We know Will Anderson, there have expectations for him to step up. Dude, Danico Autry, and I know he's suspended for six games, and who knows if that's going to change. But
until we get linked up with Arden Key and then they can get that out of here.
That guy had, was it 10.5 or 11.5? I think it was 10.5 sacks last year. He had double-digit sacks, too. If you have two guys with double-digit sacks and then more pressure, you know, and big-time sack production from guys like Danico Autry on the inside, and who knows, you're going to have guys, you know, hell, a lot of guys that came out of nowhere. Derek Barnett came out of nowhere and became a big factor defensively. Linebackers like Christian Harris and Al-Shaair, maybe, you know, with some sacks here and there. Who knows on some of the packages and the interesting things they're going to run with Jalen Petrie now that he's lined up on the scrim. If they become a team that has 50, 55, 6, I think 60 led the league in sacks last year. If they get 55, 60 sacks, Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
That's a lie of the sex, man.
Well, 60 was the standard last year. I think it was the Steelers, if I'm remembering that correctly. But if they get 50, 55, that's a game changer, literally.
Yeah, and I mean, it's well within their reach is the thing that makes that really interesting. You already laid out getting sacks from the interior. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Danico Autry, that's huge. 11.5 was the number for last season for Danico Autry. But getting pressure from the interior is crazy. Like, I think typically in football, at least as we, you know, generally think about it, your ends are the ones that are getting that pressure and getting the sacks. Yeah. Interior, you know, just maybe stop the run and maybe apply a little bit of pressure in the front as best you can. Getting those sacks from the middle, that's one of the things that made Aaron Donald so incredible,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's just that he's in the middle, and not only is he capable of doing all the things that you think of when you talk about a defensive tackle, but also he can attack the quarterback. Danico Autry is similar in that way. But then on the ends, you have killers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan Grenard was good at it last year, and you upgraded that, right? Mm-hmm. And now you add Danielle Hunter, who has bona fides in doing that. Will Anderson was third in the league last year in pass rush win rate.
Yeah.
Like, you have the makings of a very, very disruptive and a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
A defensive line and one that quarterbacks will rue seeing, and with any good team, good defense, outside of maybe like a very few. Last year, the ones that I immediately think of off top are like the Baltimore Ravens, or that did not have like individual incredible defensive linemen when you talk about getting sacks, but just generated pressure. This team likes only rush at four, but you can rush four and still go and get those sacks. I think that's going to be huge.
I think it's going to be huge. Defense. And by the way, you mentioned the Ravens. I said Steelers. It was the Ravens that led the league last year.
And they just generated
with 60
crazy.
Sacks, followed by the Chiefs and Dolphins with 57 and 56. The Texans ranked 15th. You can't get more middle of the pack than that. Now you got Danielle Hunter, everything that you just mentioned, you know, Danielle Hunter and everything. And I think if Jalen Petrie, there's a couple of reasons they put him at nickel. Number one is it just wasn't quite working out at safety, at a true safety position. The second reason is Jalen Petrie up close to the line of scrimmage gets to the ball. So all of a sudden you got guys coming from both ends. You got guys coming from up the middle. And by the way, where do quarterbacks hate pressure the most?
Up the middle.
Up the middle. And so you got Jalen Petrie all of a sudden maybe in the mix. If they become a team that can generate 50, 55 or more sacks, that's going to be, you know, you talk about the make or break. That's going to make this defense.
And I feel bad. We talked about the D-line, and we mentioned three of the four facets. Fatukasi is going to be huge.
Fatukasi, too.
Well,
yeah.
If both of those guys, you know, team up and really are able to continue to stop the run, but then also apply that pressure up the middle, is going to be a problem. So there's that. I think also, right, when we talk about defense, back connecting to front is always a thing that matters.
Mm-hmm.
The front has been very strong. We mentioned that last year, but also it's poised to be better. I think the back end is what's going to give them the opportunity and make or break the idea of being elite defensively. We know Derek Stingley is in that place. We just talked about it with B. Scott. The idea of he has the opportunity to maybe make a decision on whether he's going to be the guy versus kind of a guy. To really boil it down to its essence.
Yeah.
And early on, I think a lot of us have the feeling, and maybe it's the hopium of the start of a season just generally, that he is going to go the direction of the guy and be that kind of defensive player. Jimmy Ward, and the way that he is patrolling the secondary, if he stays healthy, ends up being an interesting thing. You mentioned Jalen Petrie, but I think also Lasseter is a huge thing, right? When we talk about bringing him in, he has the level of physicality, right? I think ESPN wrote a piece about, and I think it might have been DJ, again, wrote a piece about just like the physicality of this defense. And Jimmy Ward is kind of a totem and an emblem of that physicality. Mm-hmm. Lasseter plays with that kind of physicality, the ways that you can get into people's jerseys and do that. But he also has great ball skills, and he has like he played at Georgia in a complicated defense, so he has like the mind for the game. And I think that if you have a secondary that's capable of, one, limiting explosive plays, and this team was not good at that last year. Like, they were tied for sixth most 20 plus yard plays from the opposing offense, and they allowed the most 40 plus yard plays. Mm-hmm. If you can limit those, now you give yourself an opportunity to get off the field.
Yeah.
You're limiting chunk plays for other teams. You give yourself an opportunity of being elite.
I'm with you on that. And you mentioned the physicality. And I saw this quote, speaking of DJ Bieniemy, that he got on his piece on the Texans defense. And I went, all right, let me just read the quote to you, because this is exactly what we're talking about in terms of pass rush, physicality, and what this defense can do. Quote, if you're soft, you might need to go somewhere. You might make it in the league, but you won't make it here. You'll have a job. It just won't be here. Get with it or get lost. That dude is one badass. I love Al Shaer, but he's saying, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to be very, very physical. You might have a job, but it's not going to be here. Now, you say make or break. What might be the break part? Are you talking about the secondary? Because I'm kind of with you in the middle of the field. You know, the safety position, I think, specifically, you mentioned big plays. That's exactly what I was going to mention. How many times did you see, all right, Texans defense looking pretty good. Oops. You know, somebody over the middle. The Browns game got torched by Cooper. Remember that? Over the middle and down the sidelines. So I think the safety position, now that was Petrie on the field as a deep safety.
That's the game he got benched, too.
That's the game he got benched, along with Ward and others. So, like, the make or break true break part for me is you got to get that production from the safety position, both safety positions.
Absolutely, and that's why I brought that up there. Yeah. Is like, I think that there's clearly a path forward to them being a lot better when it comes to explosive plays, but on the chance that they are not, yeah, that's a problem. Like, because all that pressure is cool, but if you're getting pressure, then that valve is being released by just being able to get beat over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, then what's the point of all of it, right? Like, you kind of devalue what was, you know, a good possession or, you know, play up front in front of you. And so, that is going to be a huge one. And maybe it's too simple, right? Because with any conversation in football, if you just bring this up, you can be like, that tracks. But injuries matter here.
Yeah, sure.
Especially when you talk about the lack of depth. There you go. Linebacker is one of those places, right, where...
Yeah.
Christian Harris isn't playing as of right now, and we believe in him, and we believe that he's going to be ready when that time comes. But what happens if you do not have Christian, or if he gets hurt? And then,
heaven forbid, Al Shaer. Right? I know where you're going
with
it.
You know what I mean? Like, where's the wood that I can knock on here, right? Like, happen. What does it look like then?
And depth.
Because linebacker matters greatly in this system.
Yeah, and Al Shaer especially, kind of a heartbeat pulse kind of guy. And you just heard the quote from him, which is badass. But I think it. And then there's another make or break. And this isn't as big. That's why I'm mentioning it second. But I think it could be a big time make this defense, you know, elite or next level. And we saw a hint of it on Saturday. Turnovers. I don't know. I've been in this business for so long, and it's just a phenomenon that is hard to figure out. Every team. See, that's the thing. Like, boy, they're really good at creating turnovers. There isn't a team in the NFL that doesn't do the drills, and maybe even different drills, more drills, that the Texans do in terms of stripping the ball, swarming. They say swarm here. They say something else somewhere else.
And, buddy, they are swarming.
Punching the ball.
Yeah.
You know, once a guy has someone wrapped, everybody does those drills.
Sure.
Like, all 32 teams do that. Now, maybe it's just the culture that develops it. Maybe it's certain players like Al Shaer and others that can kind of, you know, lead by example and show you how it's done. And I think sometimes maybe it's just the way it goes. You become a team that creates turnovers. And how many turns they have Saturday? Five?
Five of them things.
So if they can be like one of those teams that, this is a year where they're creating turnovers. I mean, again, you're talking about a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, and you give the ball back to an offense that is poised to be incredibly dangerous.
On a shorter field, more likely.
Right? And I think that that's also part of this, and I know that this is kind of like roundabout, and in a way it's outside of the parameters of what we're talking about in a way, but I think that the nature of the offense is going to give the defense a possibility to be elite.
Sure.
When you have an offense that has the possibility of putting up points in a big way, which this offense clearly absolutely does, that applies pressure to that other team and makes them gets them in places where they can't relax and lay back on the run game or what have you, and they'll have to be a little bit more aggressive at times, which could play into the idea of getting some interceptions. Maybe someone throws a pass that's a little bit riskier because they feel they look at that clock and they look at that scoreboard and they say, hey, man, we need to go for it. I think that that gives the, that might give the Texans an opportunity to be
absolutely
special defensively.
And if you get some early leads and some long drives, then they have fewer possessions. That helps the defense. When the opposing team is playing from behind with fewer possessions, that makes your defense that much better as well.
I think also what has the possibility to make them elite, let's talk about the coaching. D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke, it seems like they just have really great feel. Mm-hmm. And this is where we get into that nebulous space where I can't really give you statistics to point to it. But they just seem to have like great timely play calling and know the right moment to make the right call. Mm-hmm. And that matters so much as well. It's just, oh, wow, they happen to have the perfect defense for the situation when and putting these guys that we already believe strongly in their capabilities, if you put them in the right positions, which is on the coaching staff and on the play callers to do, I think that that gives you the opportunity to be great.
I'm glad you brought that up because I've said this over the course of the last year, and you're going to get tired of me saying it, and I call it the D'Amico pixie dust. Like, Blake Cashman last year was the perfect example. Here's a linebacker that was a good linebacker, nothing special, really good special teams guy. All of a sudden, he becomes a stud in D'Amico's defense. A lot of factors in that. I call it pixie dust, but it's really, you know, putting him in the best position, you know, to excel game plan wise, like you talked about, putting him in a position where he doesn't have to think as much. D'Amico has said that from day one, you know, keep it simple, let the guys attack and all that. So that's all part of the coaching. It's not like, what a brilliant defensive game plan. It is that sometimes, but sometimes it's like, go play and do this. You know, the great audio and video of the Browns playoff game. You know, Christian Harris comes to the sideline. D'Amico talks to him and says, if he does this, jump that route. Interception. I mean, it's coach. You're right. It's 100% coaching. It's that D'Amico pixie dust that they put on some of these players to excel.
And that speaks to the buy-in, which is the final thing.
Yes.
Like, these players love playing for these coaches, but they also, like, they're all in on all of the mentalities, all of the thought process. Like, you know, sometimes you can see when there's a little bit of a discord. Or these guys are bought in. And you can see it in just the way that they celebrate and the way that they, the energy and the vibes around the team. This team is bought in defensively in particular. And you can see that there's probably a level of cohesion that's going to help make this team elite. And so that, I think that, as you could tell in the way that we're talking about this, I lean towards this team being clearly easily top 10. And honestly, I think they have a good shot at being a top 5 defense.
Figgy said so. Figgy, you said top 5 defense?
Yeah, I was drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised though. Like I would have no issue. I would be shocked if they became a top 5 defense.
Well, like you said, stay healthy and especially at the linebacker position, that's one where I didn't like it coming into the offseason, didn't like it coming into training camp. I like it the way they're playing, but we still need to have some guys that, first of all, play like Christian Harris. I think he will. Perform like Henry To'o, and then have depth. Is it going to be Jake Hansen? Is it going to be, you know, there's some questions at linebacker, but they got a lot of other parts.
And look, hopefully evaluations, because one of the big things we talked about is make or break is that secondary, and there are questions to be had about how that ultimately comes around. We're talking about Kamari Lassiter as a rookie. We're talking about Jalen Petrie, who has had up and down times. What happens depth-wise at safety as well?
And you're going to start two rookies more than likely.
Right, very quickly.
That's a big ask.
Very quickly, we start having the Justin Simmons conversation all over again if some certain things look a different way. But those things, they have the possibility, and I think that in and of itself is very exciting with these Texans. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We are in the midst of the Texans ticket Tuesday hour, so keep it locked right here for when we give away that pair of front row bullpen tickets. But as we typically do about this time, it's time to get a little bit of lunchtime confessions here In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.